Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Frederick Garth.
Speaking.
The reason of my call is because we are conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I just want to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you. First question. Does anyone in your household work for media, television, news?
No.
Newspaper? No? Okay. Thank you. Next question. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S.
100%.
Senate? Okay. Thank you. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
65.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group?
I'm black.
Black? Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president.
100.
Okay, 10. That's the highest. Now I'm going to read to you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Donald Trump, as a former president, do you approve or disapprove?
This.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Very approval.
Okay, strongly approved. What about
strongly.
Joe Biden? What about Joe Biden as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Marcy Kaptur?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you never heard of the person or institution, or if you're unfamiliar with them, just tell me. Ms. Kaptur, Marcy Kaptur.
Yeah, I know who she is. I mean,
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of her?
Very favorable.
Okay, what about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. What about Derek Marin?
None. I don't know nothing about him.
Okay, what about First Energy?
I don't know about them either. They not.
Okay.
I don't know if they open up.
Okay, no worries. What about Democrats in Congress?
They're okay, I guess.
Somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable, yeah.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about Republicans in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
What are they doing? Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next. We almost done now. If the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
For what position?
In general. U.S. Congress.
I vote for the person. If I don't like the person, I don't vote for him.
Okay, do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
I'm independent. I vote either way. I vote for the person.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown. Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or will you say there is no chance you will consider
no
voting?
No chance.
No chance. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much or less likely to vote for Kaptur?
It's going to make me vote for her because it's a lie.
Okay. So no difference, right? Or more likely to vote for her?
More likely because it's
okay.
A lie.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Meron. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. If in the state legislature, Derek Meron sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need is in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely, or not true.
More or less likely.
Okay. Now,
less
nearly.
Likely.
Okay, thank you. Now, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Meron voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to their job to get workers' compensation, Meron even voted no on that. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true.
I mean, I don't like the dude, so, I mean, there's nothing good about it.
Okay, so much less likely.
Much less likely, yeah.
All right. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Meron wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. I guess it's much less likely to?
Yes.
Okay. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Meron was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Meron's corruption. Still much less likely, I imagine.
Yes.
Okay. Derek Meron wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Meron's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Meron's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Still much less likely.
Very much less likely.
Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Meron supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Meron will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise that retirement age. Still much less likely?
Yes. See, think about a guy like this, okay? He wants to put people in prison for getting abortion, but yet and still,
He don't want to cover nothing that happens to him.
Mm, okay.
He's a scumbag.
Okay. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin?
Any reason.
In your own words and small statement, specifically, please.
He's a scumbag.
Okay. That's very specific. Thank you. Now, next question, and we are almost done now.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason to vote for Republican, for not voting for Republican Derek Marin?
He's a scumbag.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school, technical or vocational school, some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree?
Bachelor's.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
I'm an independent.
Okay, thank you. How important is politics to you, to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
That's important.
Okay. And back in 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. That'll conclude our survey. Thank you so much for being so specific. You have a good one.
You do the same. God bless.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.